the Northern Territory is banana freckle free, and it's been a fantastic effort by everybody, and also the resilience by the farmers and the banana producers as well. So, you know, in the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to grow, move and sell banana plants in the Northern Territory freely. And it's been a monumental effort by everybody involved.
I understand that Phase 4, which is what the Territory is about to enter, includes more inspections of 336 properties. Why are these inspections necessary if you're declaring that the Territory is free of banana freckle?
Oh, it's just an approach to those 336 properties, just to go back and continually monitor around there, obviously the soil and other areas and other issues on those properties could be subjected to banana freckle. So we just need to monitor them. But it is banana freckle free, the Northern Territory, and that's why we're going into Phase 4.
With those inspections that are currently underway, what exactly is happening on people's properties?
They're just going and testing the soils, and that's pretty much it, just to monitor. And we encourage everybody, to report any signs once it goes on, as well as once the ban is lifted and people start growing their banana plants again, that they report that to the department to make sure that we are on top of this disease. And we certainly are now, and that's the great announcement, Lydia, is that, you know, it's freckle-free in the Northern Territory. And we just need to keep monitoring it and take a common-sense approach to that, that, you know, we make sure that the properties that had banana freckle on it are going to be continuously monitored, and, so we can just keep track of any issues we might have to face in the future.
How confident are you that freckle has been eradicated? Because there are some out there that still believe there are infected trees that remain in people's yards.
Yeah, and we certainly encourage those people to report that to the department. But no, we're very, very confident. This has been a national program, an eradication program, funded by the National Banana Growers and also the federal government and Queensland and South Australia, Queensland and the Northern Territory governments as well. So this has been a thorough process. Thousands and thousands of inspections and reports investigated, and it's been a tough time for banana growers and Territorians who had bananas in their backyard, and it's just finally some good news has come out of this, and we can get this announcement in the next couple of weeks and say start growing your plants again.
We've just had a call up, Minister, that says there are hundreds of banana plants that have not been eradicated on Elko Island. I mean, there's not much between Elko Island and the top end. So what's being done in that space?
Oh, look, that's the first I've heard of it. And I'm happy to get the department on to having a look at over there. But that's part of it. And I do appreciate the call, whoever made that call to come in. And that's what we highly encourage. This is the banana freckle had a significant impact on the Northern Territory, of course. And we need to make sure that we keep eradicating the freckle, and we keep it free. So anybody has any reports of that, please forward it and pass those messages on to my department, and we'll investigate it, of course.
So what do these changes actually mean for people here in the top end, Minister?
What they mean is that all the red quarantine zones will be abolished, which enables everybody to return to normal. So you can have your bananas in your backyard, you can have the commercial growers growing them, and you can also transfer them amongst the territory freely. So, this is a lifting of all bans of banana freckle in your backyard, and like I said, and anybody can grow them. So in the next couple of weeks, we've got to go through a little bit of process, but it'll be gazetted in the next 2 weeks, and then that's it. People will be free to buy them from the nursery, buy them from their, get them from their friends, or anything like that. So we're pretty happy with it all. Like I said, it's been a really big recovery almost and effort by everybody involved. Biosecurity is everybody's issue in the Northern Territory, and we need to make sure that we're on top of it all. We've got an industry, between $4 to $6 million. Nationally, it's $600 million. So we need to make sure that it's, we're keeping on top of our biosecurity. But I do want to say again, Lydia, I do want to thank the farmers. It's been a long road, and their patience throughout the whole process has been fantastic.
Yes, when you say that all restrictions have been lifted, I understand that, growers will still need permits if they'd like to sell bananas interstate and export them. So what exactly will that side of the process look like?
Oh, that's just a process of the inspector going through that crop, whatever you're going to sell interstate. It's a normal process that fruit going from state to state needs a permit to be signed off on, and of course, we'll do that job well, and that's the only restriction put on.
What needs to happen from this point on? I'm presuming 1st of July is when these restrictions are lifted?
Yeah, it'll be in the next couple of weeks. It's probably in the second week of July. Once it's been gazetted, it'll be free. But we just need to be vigilant. And like I said, I just want to thank everybody and also stress that you do have any reports of banana freckle, please report them to the department and we can act immediately on this, because this has been a massive undertaking by the department, by everybody, including, and of course, the farmers and Territorians in eradicating the banana freckle. And we need to make sure that it doesn't come back.
It has been 4 years to get to this point. What systems will your department have in place to ensure that the Territory doesn't face another time like this?
Yeah, it has been a long 4 years. I was opposition primary industries shadow minister for those 4 years, and it certainly held the government to account, and now I'm on the other side of the table. So, what we need to do and make sure is that we need to continually monitor the bananas, and that's going to the markets and also the commercial producers as well, and continually test the soils and can test the fruit the whole time. We just need to be on top of it. And I said, a big part of this is that the public also have any reports, please contact the department immediately and we'll investigate it.